Now, what do you call them if there's one upstairs? If you have a porch on the second floor, would you still call it a porch? Or would you have a different name for it? Sometimes you see them on second floors, particularly in apartments with a little balcony around them, and they don't really call them porch, but can you think of a name you might refer to a little area like this?
Would it be a balcony?
Yeah, okay, that's the word I was hoping you'd say. What do you call the one at the back of the house? Do you have a different name for that?
Patio.
Okay. Does it make a difference if it has a roof? Would you call it something different if it did have a roof?
No.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to?
Close it.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? Would you?
Weather
board. Okay. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I... What would you do to the nail?
Drove.
Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Okay. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off? Do you have a name? Sometimes leaves get stuck up in there and you have to clean it out.
The drain.
Okay. Do you know what an L of a house is? I don't know enough to word this correctly.
No, I can't describe it. I don't think right now.
Have you heard the term L before? Well, maybe you could have a term for this. If you have a house and an L, what would you call the place where the two come together? Would you have a term where the house and the L come together? Okay.
I don't believe I
did. Okay. What do you call a little building that is used for storing wood? And what about one that stores tools?
Tool shed.
Okay. What do you call outside toilets?
Privy.
Okay. Do you have any other words or joking words that you might call it?
Okay. Don't believe so.
Okay. If I had troubles and we're telling you about them, you might say, well, blank troubles too. If I were telling you all my troubles and you really didn't want to hear them, you might say, well,
I have troubles too.
Okay. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I've
heard of him.
Okay. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't.
Okay. Of something you do every day, do you do it frequently? You might reply, yes, I.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Does your brother like ice cream?
Yes.
All right, and if you were to say, yes, he
does.
Okay. If a man lets his farm get all run down and doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just blank to care.
Just doesn't care.
Okay. If you had been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I have been thinking about it? Or I have been thinking around it.